Boo, I'm just coming in to talk to you about an article that I just read that someone posted on Twitter. Well, it was a blog post by a Uber driver in the US. Now, Uber is, it's what they were all the cabbies in London were protesting about last week or the week before. It's basically, there's an app on your phone, you order a driver comes, picks you up and takes you where you want to go and you pay them. And it's all through an iPhone app. There's been a bit of controversy because in America, and I know it was one of my concerns here, but because of the way, the nature of, they're not employed by Uber, they're subcontracted, I guess, by Uber, so they're independent contractors. They are actually still covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act. So in the same case, because they're providing a public service, they would also be have to comply with the Equality Act here in the UK in regards to taking guide dogs and other service dogs. Now, this is an interesting topic because there is saying there's an argument going on, you know, should I have to take a dog? And apparently, I didn't know this, but in America, if you ask if it's a service animal, if the person says yes, you're actually not allowed to like probe further, so you're not allowed to ask, well, is it a guide dog or is it a hearing dog or whatever, which I do think is quite strange. And you don't have to present any ID or anything like that. Now, to me, that isn't cool because you are going to get people who are going to fake, dogs being service animals. I'm not saying their drivers shouldn't take animals if they are willing to. But if they're a service animal, they have to comply with the law, just as taxi drivers have to. I know from talking to a friend who's used a service in America, there is a comments box so you could say, I have got a guide dog. So then, you know, they can see that and they can choose to accept or deny, and whatever you think about that is your business. But I've got to admit, if I was driving somewhere, or not me driving, but if I was going somewhere with a driver that just did not want to have my dog in the car, I wouldn't feel so comfortable. I'd rather them send a driver that was happy to take my dog. And I've said that about taxis. I know even though they have to take a dog, I've been told by some taxi drivers that some operators will, the taxi operators will say, there is a dog. Anybody willing to take a dog? Sometimes, it's a bit sucky, but as long as it's done within a reasonable time of you calling them, I have no issue with that, because I'd rather have a driver that's okay with my dog. They're not, and that's my... I've had some really awkward troubling. So, anyway, what I was coming to was, and I know some guide dog schools in the States have an ID. Now, if you're a guide dog owner in the UK, and if you've qualified recently, or if you have your team started rolling out the ID cards, everyone, I think some teams had ID cards before, but now it's under the Assistance Dogs UK umbrella, and any dog that is trained, so a disabled dog, or dog for the disabled even, or a hearing impaired dog, they all have to have these ID booklets that should, in theory, prevent all this kind of, is it a guide dog, or is it a hearing dog, is it a service dog? And as long as it is, I have no issue. People say, can I see your ID? It's pretty obvious Bertie is a guide dog. A, I can't see, and B, he's wearing a guide dog harness. But some of the disabled, some of the dogs, I can see where it would be potentially, there could be uncertainty. Although, I don't know, I guess seizure dogs would be one dog that I could see where it maybe, But it was funny because they were saying, there was like comments, oh, dog hairs on my seats. And I'm like, why are these people letting their dogs sit in the car? Like, sitting on the seats. My dogs don't sit on the seats. They sit on the seats in our car, but we, even in our car, they put the blanket down, and it's only because they go in a car harness. So this is where I'm kind of coming to. If your dog's well behaved and of good standard, as most organisations will send their dogs out as being, then there should be little. This is where I really am very much. You should be on your own in public. Your dog should be well behaved and well controlled, because it's problems like this that happen because of irresponsible owners. And granted, there are a lot of irresponsible pet owners, but they don't have the same access as what we do as assistance dog users. And that's why I get so frustrated when I see dogs doing stuff that are service animals that is not really of high standards socially or behaviourally, because that could infringe on future problems for other people whose dogs are well behaved. I see the point. Now, the whole thing about cleaning the car, I've had a few taxi drivers who, what they do is they turn them, when they know they're picking me up, they turn their foot mats around. So when the dog gets in, it's easy, it'll just shake off. And one of the drivers even has a little vacuum, handheld vacuum that he just uses to vacuum up after my dogs have been in. Now my youngest, my new guide dog's not too bad for shedding, but my old one was bad, and I always brush him before we went in the car, purposefully, because I thought, you know, it's not nice, I wouldn't like it, but even that doesn't make a difference. He still shed quite considerably. So I do think there's arguments on both sides. I do think they should abide by the Equality Act or the ADA. I don't think it's... I honestly... And if people have got a problem with people say, well, do you mind me seeing your ID for your service animal? Seriously, if you've got a problem with that, you need to get over it. You know, it's like the whole, oh, it's obvious. Well, yeah, for some service animals, it probably is quite obvious. The fact that I'd probably just walked into your car door is probably very obvious that he's a guide dog and he's wearing a guide dog harness and stuff. But I don't know how it is in America, how we have very clear... I don't know, how would you describe it? We have what we call flashes. So on the lead, there is a flash that has a guide dog logo, and I'm a working guide dog, please do not feed me. And on the harness, both my dogs have had them on their harnesses. I've made sure, you don't have to put them on, but I always have the guide dog logo on their badges. So on either side of their harness, there is the guide dog emblem on a plastic badges. And on their handle, there is a flash that says, I'm a working guide dog, please do not distract me. So there are a lot of places on the dogs that has those paraphernalia that's associated with our association. I don't know how other organisations are. But obviously in the UK, if you're under the Assistance Dogs UK umbrella, which I believe most organisations are now, then you have this little ID booklet that I do carry mine around with me, because you, just in case you have that one day where someone goes, can't come in here, and I can go, well, yeah, I can, you're a public service, and he is a working guide dog, and I can show him that, and there is information in there, contact numbers, and blah, blah, blah. You know, it just gives you that little bit of backup. And I have no issue. If someone wants to see my ID booklet with my guide dog thing, go ahead, that's fine. As for the paperwork, there was a comment about paperwork with airlines. Airlines are very different because there's a lot more insurance and stuff involved in airlines. I don't know. I know here in the UK, domestically, I think if you've got your ID now, you can fly with that. I know a friend had to get guide dogs to say it was an official guide dog, which was crazy, but... Then the lady didn't have an ID, whereas now that should all be sorted now. Obviously, if we fly internationally, we have the passports and stuff. And to be fair, I don't think men... Yeah, there are... You fly from Ireland, maybe, to England and back. But there is... You know, there is obviously with the new ID system, it shouldn't be happening because the dogs have got these ID cards now that is officially given from Guide Dogs through Assistance Dogs UK umbrella. So, you know, maybe that's where it needs to be at, you know, because then it's a consistent thing, and I guess the US is too big to do that, or maybe they could do it within state. I don't know how they would solve that problem, but you know, I do think if you're not willing to have a bit of dog hair in your car, or you know, etc. I don't think you should be doing the job, to be fair. If you're going to be offering a public service, it's more likely people with disabilities are going to be using those services because we don't drive. Most of us don't, anyway. VIs, anyway. Definitely guide dog owners. But I do think it's pretty damn awful that people are faking their dogs being service animals just to get to take them in a car. That's horrific and it shouldn't be happening. And I do think there should be something in place for a protection. And I think that's where an ID would come into play. But the fact that you can't even ask, if, you know, what good job it does, that's horrific. And maybe to people, it says service animal. Maybe those with genuine service animals should say, yes, it's a guide dog, or yes, it's a hearing dog, or whatever. And maybe that's where you could... So I don't think we should start fighting with... services if we can help it, but hopefully it won't happen so much here. I'm sure it will though. But and again, I don't know. I don't know how people see. I whenever I call a taxi, I always say I've got a guide dog with me, and if I was using Uber, we haven't got Uber yet in Manchester. I know they're advertising. But I definitely would be putting the comment in saying I have a guide dog with me, because I just think it's courteous. That's just me personally. Because people may have allergies. And anyway, that was my little rant. Well, not rant, but my little bit of thoughts on that situation.